This is Jay Cooley with Rethink Tech, where we provide you the latest news and stories on new emerging technology. On your daily dose of what's up in emerging tech today, our top stories are limited message forwarding on WhatsApp helps tackle disinformation, and a shape-shifting robot that will help you one day explore Saturn's moon Titan, plus tons of other juicy information below. Get your friends to sign up, subscribe to our podcast daily to keep up with the latest news. Here's Jay Cooley. Bring it on to you. First on the news, limiting message forwarding on WhatsApp helped slow disinformation. In January, WhatsApp limited how often messages can be forwarded to only 5 groups instead of 256 in an attempt to slow the spread of disinformation. New research suggests that the change is working, but more can still be done. The background on this comes when it came into disinformation. Facebook and Twitter receives the most amount of information and attention towards this. But WhatsApp has influenced elections in Brazil and India. So how is this study working with WhatsApp? They're measuring disinformation on WhatsApp can be as tricky as its encrypted chat tool. But there are enormous public groups that people can join. The researchers joined thousands of these public groups in Brazil, India, Indonesia. They analyzed nearly 6 million public messages across 3 countries. And as a result, they found that changing the forwarding limit to 5 slowed down the spread of information. Under the new limit, 80% of messages died within 2 days, but 20% were still very viral and reached the full network during this time. So what are the next steps going forward? The researchers suggest that WhatsApp could be more effective by taking a hands-on quarantine approach and directly limiting forwarding at all on specific messages or from specific people. So WhatsApp will be taking new measures and going forward with this to stop disinformation help spread around the world. In another news, NASA is testing a shape-shifting robot that could explore Saturn's moon Titan. And as NASA is testing this transformer-like new robot called Shapeshifter, it's capable of morphing into multiple configurations. A similar design could one day be used to explore this Saturn's moon. The current status of it looks like a drone encased in an elongated hamster wheel, according to NASA. It can split into 2 halves that use small propellers to float through the air like drones. And the future of it is that a fully realized version of the Shapeshifter would be a mothercraft lander that carries a collection of 12 mini robots called cobots to the surface of the moon. They would be able to operate individually or as one cohesive unit in order to adapt to a variety of terrains and environments. Now, why is it important for us to know this? Is that in more recent investigations of the Saturnian system, thanks to a great part of the Cassini mission, they've taught us a lot about the surface and atmosphere of Saturn's moon. Well, Titan is an especially during its alluring target, it has deep lakes of liquid methane and ethane, and its hazy atmosphere suggests it may have active geological features like icy volcanoes that erupt water or ammonia. All this rises hope that it may have ingredients that are amenable to life. So will this launch anytime soon? No, afraid not. If testing goes well, NASA might very well greenlight the Shapeshifter for a real mission, but this is still a very, very, very long way off into the future. And those were your headline stories. As for today's segment of the top 10 must reads, I've combined the internet to find you today's most fun, important, scary, fascinating stories about technology. Number 1, why is Trump hiding call scripts in a super classified server? It implies that in awareness that some of his remarks could be politically and legally problematic. To add to that, Trump's campaign wants to track your phone using beacons. They want everything. They want to know it all. Number 2, no one is winning the race to 5G. In fact, the entire race analogy probably isn't helping anyone. Plus, the real reason America is scared of Hawaii, internet connected everything, and 5G phones get really hot, and that could be a big problem. Number 3, Don't fear an AI Terminator. AI programs have never biologically evolved, and that makes them a lot less scarier than humans. Number four, fight shaming is on the rise. Sorry, flight shaming is on the rise, and it puts the onus on the individual rather than the countries and companies. Number five, Instagram content factories are a big and growing problem. It can be hard to tell what's an advert, and Instagram doesn't try at all to hide it and doesn't even care to work it out either. The troubling rise of anti-fans who hate follow Instagram influencers, Facebook has started testing hiding likes on people's posts, and YouTube has flip-flopped over whether to remove verified status from some of its top channels. So this is going to be a huge problem in the upcoming days, in 2020, especially when data integrity will really kick in. Number six, Russia has started installing equipment to disconnect from the global internet. The head of its telecoms regulator said that tests are due to begin in October. Now, the question is, why would Russia want to do this in the first place? Well, it's all part of a big master plan. Number seven, there really isn't much evidence for smartphones being bad for us. It doesn't mean you shouldn't moderate usage, but you can stop panicking about it. And it's probably best to put them away while you're eating, though. Still is. Number eight, inside Japan's chaotic, unproven stem cell industry. Clinics claim to treat everything from heart disease to aging, but some of them are doing more harm than good. Number nine, should you worry about your old Slack posts? Potentially. Each company has its own Slack culture, and then when you merge the two together, it can cause a lot of anxiety. Number 10, there will be a macaroni and cheese on Mars. Sign me up. I'm going to Mars. And that's all your top 10 for today. Let's end the podcast off on a good note today. A quote by Wiley Conron, the creator of a Labradoodle dog breed, uses a metaphor as mixed as his animals to tell the New York Times it is in his life's biggest regret. The quote is, "I opened a Pandora box and released a Frankenstein monster." Thank you so much for listening to Jay Cooley on Rethink Tech, where we provide you the latest news and updates on new emerging technology. Peace.